We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Ribbis, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Lamed Zayin. V'zeh Bechinas Havdola B'moitzoi Shabbos. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been learning now, we'll be able to understand the significance of the Havdola that we make on Saturday night. Shaydei zeh daika mamshichin ha-kidusha shel Shabbos l'sheishes me'achoyel. It's by making Havdalah. Havdalah means separation. By declaring the separation and the difference between Shabbos and the weekdays, that's what helps us be able to draw the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Ki Shabbos bechinas etzem hoemes. Because Shabbos represents a very high level of emes, of truth, the essence of truth. K'moshom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, Shafil afilu amhoretz yore leshakir b'Shabbos. Even an amhoretz is afraid to lie on Shabbos, because Shabbos is such a powerful, powerful truth. It's a time of emes. It's a time of a super bright light of Hashem. V'alkein Shabbos u'bechinas tachlis olam haba. And that's why Shabbos is referred to as Olam Haba, the world to come. She'oz yenichlal achra b'riya b'koydem abriya b'bechinas avu ben kechodo. That's when, after the creation and before the creation, will merge together as one, Father and Son. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in Torah Nun Aleph and Likutei Moharan Chelek Aleph, which is the chapter that this halacha is based on. Ki ikara haklolius hu al yidei ho emes kanal batoranal. Because the main thing that brings everything together is emes, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Nun Aleph. V'shei shesimei achoel heim bechinas achar abriya. And as we learned earlier, the 6 days of the week, they represent after creation. Once Hashem created, that's when we had this, the 6 days of the week. Kihem yemei hamaisa. They're referred to as the days of creation. Shebohem yotzo habriach mikoyach alapoyel. It's during those six days that the creation went from thought into action. V'chol habriyo hoyal yidei emes. And we know that the creation was through emes. K'moshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says, Bereshis Boro Elokim, in the beginning Hashem created, and the last letters of those three words make the word Emes. So the creation was with Emes. Ach Afal Pikein, however, despite the fact that the creation was with Emes, Tekef Sheyotso Hadibur Mikoyach Lapoel, Habriya Mikoyach Lapoel, as soon as the creation went from thought into action, into physical being, nimshach roisham alachizas hasheker kanal. There was created a place, like, or a connection where sheker could plug in. V'alkein yesh b'sheishes simeachoil eiza achizol hasheker. And that's why within the 6 days of the week, there is a connection to sheker. The sheker has a hold on it, has a connection to it. This is why it's brought in the Tikkuni Zohar. It speaks about Kavyochol Hashem versus the Malach Memtes. So again, the terminology that's used in the Gemara and in the Zohar Kodesh, it says that Kavyochol on Shabbos, Hashem rules alone. During the 6 days of the week, Hashem gives over some authority to rule to the Malach Memtes, to a particular angel who's in charge of the 6 days of the week. And there's a pasuk in Chumash that we had earlier in the previous year where Hashem warns the Jewish people, Al Tamer boy, don't make a mistake. Don't fall into sheker, into thinking that that angel is Hashem, because it's not. It's that angel has Hashem's name in him. That angel's name, Mem Tes Tes Resh Vav Nun, is Bigimatria Shin Dalad Yud, Hashem's name Shakai. So that angel looks like Hashem Kavyochol a lot, but he ain't Hashem. And that was the mistake that Acher made. The Gemara speaks in the Gemara about the four rabbis that went up to heaven, and it says Acher saw Hashem Kavyochol, and then he saw somebody else writing the merits of Klal Yisrael. So it looked to him as if chas v'shal kaviyach there's two, which was impossible, which was wrong. He was seeing wrong. He made this mistake of confusing chas v'shalom, the Malach Memtes, who is very, very powerful, but not Hashem. And again, that's tied into this 6 days of the week versus Shabbos, that we're told that this Malach Memtes represents kosher, posel, tomei, tohar, osur, mutar, which is the six sections of Mishnah, the six types of positions that rabbis take in the Mishnah, which correspond to 6 days of the week, where there is a potential achiza for sheker. That's what we're talking about here. There's a potential for mistake, for error. The ikar tikunoi, and the main tikun for the 6 days of the week, the main tikun for this sheker, that there shouldn't be sheker, is al yedei Shabbos, is through Shabbos. Shehu b'chinas hatzadik ho'emes. Shabbos symbolizes the true tzadik. Shehu Shabbos de kula yomi. The true tzadik is called Shabbos of all the days. One of the places in the Zohar HaKadosh, the students, the six closest students of Rabbi Shimon were with him, and they said to him, they said to Rabbi Shimon, Antu Shabbos de kula yomi. You are the Shabbos, we're the 6 days of the week. Just like the 6 days of the week receive from Shabbos, we, your students, receive from you. So we see that the Tzadik Ho'emes is referred to as Shabbos. Kitzrichin lahamshech kedusha Shabbos l'sheshes me'achol. Because we are required to, we're supposed to try to draw the holiness of Shabbos, the spirituality of Shabbos, into the 6 days of the week. V'chein tzrichen lahamshech kedushas hatzadik ho'emes al kol ha'hamoinam b'nei Yisrael. And we're also required to try to draw the holiness of the true tzaddik upon the rest of Klal Yisrael. Shehein b'chinas choyel kenegdoi. Klal Yisrael is compared to the 6 days of the week versus the tzaddik who is Shabbos. Choyel means weekday, and choyel also means miloshen chulin. The tzaddik is referred to as kodesh, like truma, kochim. The rest of Klal Yisrael, compared to the tzaddik, is referred to as choyl, regular. Dahainu lohoyer bohem ho'emes, meaning that we're supposed to try to shine the emes of the tzaddik into Klal Yisrael. Shehu ikra hakidusha kanal. Emes is the essence of holiness. That's real holiness. Aval ikar hamshachas ho'emes, shehu hakidusha shel Shabbos, al yemei achoil, the main ability to draw emes, truth, which is the holiness of Shabbos, into the 6 days of the week, shehu b'chinas hamshachas kedushas hatzadik ho'emes, al kol ha'moinam, which corresponds to the ability to draw the holiness of the tzaddik emes onto the rest of the Jewish people, who daiko al yedei bechinas havdola, is dependent on havdola. Havdola means separation. The way that you draw Shabbos into the week, the way that you draw the tzaddik into Klal Yisrael, is by separating. Meaning, al yedei sheyoidin lehavdil bein hakodesh uvein achol, bein Shabbos l'sheshes yemamaisa, bein atzadik lahamoinam. By knowing to separate, by realizing that there's a difference, between Shabbos and the 6 days of the week. There's a difference between the tzaddik and the rest of Klal Yisrael. We're not all the same. We're not all equal. Bein etzem ho'emes shel Shabbos, shubchinas hatzadik ho'emes, ubein ho'emes shel me'achol. That there's a difference between the true essence of Shabbos, the essence of the truth, the emes lamitoy of Shabbos, versus the emes of the weekdays. Shehim b'chinas ha'hamoinam, which is the rest of Klal Yisrael. Ki af al pi shegam kol chiyusam v'tikunam v'kiyumam al yedei ho'emes, because even though the life and the tikun and the kiyum of the 6 days of the week and of Klal Yisrael comes from emes, אבל אי אפשר להם להסיק ולהבין בדייתום אמיתס דייתוי של הצדק או אמס שובחין השבס. However, it's impossible for the rest of Klal Yisrael to understand the אמס of the צדק או אמס who is בחין השבס. כי מאויד עומקו מחשבוי סוב, because his thinking is way above ours. It's very, very deep. רק עיקר האמס של ההמון עם, בחינס ימי החול, לידע שהם רחוקים מלהסיק ולהבין אמיתס הדעס. And therefore, the most important truth for the rest of us, for Klal Yisrael, is that we should realize and admit and recognize that we are far from the understanding the truth of the tzaddik, the highest level of truth, Hashem's truth, the truth of the tzaddik. Rak tzrichin lishazek be'emuna kanal. And therefore, if there are things that we don't understand completely about the tzaddik, no problem. That makes perfect sense. Since you're not the tzaddik, if you were the tzaddik, you would understand them totally. Since we're not the tzaddik, it makes perfect sense that there are things that he does and says that we don't understand completely. So what do? How do we deal with that? We have to be strong. We have to fortify ourselves with emuna. Just like it's critical for a Jew to have emuna in Hashem, to have faith. Faith means in what you don't see, in what you don't understand completely, that you can still accept it and respect it and love it, even though you don't understand it completely. So too towards the tzaddik, a person also has to have this ability to realize that we can't understand the emes of the tzaddik, and therefore we have to be prepared to believe what we don't understand fully. Vze ikro ho emes shelohem. That's the most important truth of the rest of Klal Yisrael. Nimtza, we see therefore, shedaiko al yedei havdola, that by separating, by realizing that we're not the same, by realizing that Shabbos and the weekdays are not the same, they're very different, by realizing that the tzaddik and the rest of Klal Yisrael are not equal, that's the bridge. That's what allows us to draw from the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, to be able to draw from the tzaddik into the rest of Klal Yisrael. It's when we make a mistake and we think it's all one, that's when the holiness of Shabbos will not affect us. Chas v'shalom. Those Jews who consider Shabbos and weekday the same, they are not privileged to feel or to receive any of the holiness of Shabbos. And those people who have the chutzpah, the audacity, to think that tzaddik, that what do you mean? Every Jew davens to Hashem. I don't have to go to a tzaddik to daven for me. Or I don't have to go to a tzaddik to ask advice. What do you mean? I have svarim in my house. I take out the sefer and I learn it. What's the big, just like he learned the sefer, I learn a sefer. Those people who don't respect and don't acknowledge the difference, the worlds of difference between the tzaddik and themselves, those people are not privileged to be able to receive from the tzaddik what they're supposed to and what they can. Paragraph Lamed Ches. V'zeh b'chinas pen yehersu el Hashem lirois v'nofal mimenu amrov. This is the warning, the serious warning that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Klal Yisrael when they were about to receive the Torah on Har Sinai. Hashem warned Moshe Rabbeinu, make a fence around the mountain and warn the Jews they shouldn't dare cross any lines. They should know that they can only go up to here. The Aliso Ato V'Aharon, and you and Aaron HaKohen will come up, and they shouldn't dare come up also. They go, what do you mean? We want to come up too. We're all together. Unity, Achdus. Don't you dare cross that line. Don't you dare think that you're the same as the tzaddik, Chas v'shalom. Upirush Rashi. Rashi HaKodesh says over there, Ato Mechitzo Li'atzmecho, V'Aharon Mechitzo Li'atzmoi. That Rashi HaKodesh points out that Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that even between him and Aaron HaKohen, they are not the same. They're not identical. You're one section. You're one division. Aaron HaKohen is a different division. V'ho'om al yersu klal lalos. And the rest of the Jews, they better not dare to go up on the mountain, to go anywhere near where you and Aaron HaKohen are going. Hainu kanal, as we explained in the previous paragraph, ki bevadai yefsher lekarev likorev lemechitzas hasogas hatzadik, because it is definitely impossible for us to try to approach the domain of the tzaddik, to try to be like him, to think we're exactly like him. We can be on the same level. We can think the same. We can understand the tzaddik completely, and we can think exactly like him. When it's really impossible for us to understand his level of thinking. And this is why it's forbidden for a Jew to think that he sees the tzaddik doing wrong, that the tzaddik's making a mistake here or making a mistake over there. V'ze b'chinas isur hazorim logeshes el ha-kodesh b'beis ha-mikdosh u'b'mishkon. And this is the whole concept that we have throughout the Torah about certain boundaries in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdosh, where every single Jew, the women were only allowed to go up to here. The men were allowed to go in a little further, but not all the way. The Kohanim were allowed to go still further. And the Kohen Gadol was allowed to go all the way. Each one had a boundary. Ki ikar hakedusha hu ho'emes kanal. Because as we mentioned before, the real definition of holiness is emes, truth. And wherever Hashem's light of truth is shining more brightly, yesh boi kiddush yesera, that place is holier. However, not every person is qualified to approach the highest, the holiest place, the place where the light of truth is brightest, Shehu Hasoga Samitos Yisboro, which is the clearest understanding of Hashem's truth. It's impossible for regular people to understand that. Rakol echod tzorich lamoid al omdo yomechitzosoi. But rather, each and every Jew has to stay in his place, in his boundary, in his division, and to hold on to the emes, to attach himself to the emes of his madrega, to try to achieve the best connection possible to the emes on his level. And the most important issue in emes is not to dare approach what you're not qualified to approach, not to try to go above your level, above your madrega. Because the pasuk says, in that which is wondrous to you, don't engage it, don't delve into it. Nimtza she'ikar hamshochas hakdusha shehu ho'emes. Therefore, we conclude here, Rav Nosazal summarizes, that the main ability to draw holiness, which is truth, mi Shabbos l'choel, from Shabbos into weekday, mehatzadik lahamoin, from the tzadik to the rest of Klal Yisrael, hu daiko al yedei bechinas havdola. It's dependent on our ability in being able to separate, being able to differentiate, being able to distinguish, being able to realize that they're not the same. Shabbos and weekday are not the same. The tzadik and the rest of us are not the same. And once we know that, and we realize that, and we respect our boundaries, and we conduct ourselves, we follow the rules, we make Havdalah, then we're able to make the best connection and the right connection between Shabbos and weekday, between tzaddik and the rest of the world. V'zehu soid Havdalah b'moitzoi Shabbos. This is the secret of that special, special bracha and that special ceremony that we do on Moitzoi Shabbos. That's what builds the bridge from Shabbos into weekday, that Shabbos should be able to feed whatever light it's capable of sharing with the 6 days of the week, it should be able to shine into it. That's how we're able to draw the holiness of Shabbos into the weekday, as we explained earlier.